It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Pastor Keith Manley, and we're here to bring encouragement, truth, and some hope from God's Word. Today, I'm going to be talking about the subject of overcoming discouragement. So grab your Bible and open up your heart and let's dive in. Have you ever felt like giving up? No matter what you do, it's never enough. Well, maybe today you're walking through a season of discouragement. I want you to know something, friend. You're not alone. Even the strongest believers in the Bible faced moments of deep discouragement. Moses grew weary. Elijah sat under a tree and he prayed that he would die. David cried out, "Why are you so downcast, O my soul?" Discouragement is very real, but so is the victory that God offers us. Today I want to share with you how you can overcome discouragement, not by willpower, not by just pretending it don't hurt, but by leaning into the power and the promises of God's Word. Discouragement doesn't come from God. The first thing we have to do is recognize the source of discouragement. In 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Now, discouragement often comes in our lives from comparison. We look at other people and we think, "Man, I'll never be good enough." Or how about unrealistic expectations where we set standards so high and we forget that God works in small steps? And then there's fatigue. Sometimes we're just tired and the enemy loves to attack us when we're weak. There's a story of a man who opened a garage sale to sell some of the tools the devil had used. Each one had a label. There was lust, greed, anger, and pride. But the most worn-out tool was labeled discouragement. Someone asked, "Why is this so used?" And the devil said, "Because it works the best. When I can discourage a believer, I make them ineffective." You see, even God's greatest warriors faced discouragement. Now let's take a look today at Elijah. The story is found in 1 Kings chapter 19. He had just called down fire from heaven and defeated all the prophets of Baal. What a major victory. I love to go to that site in Israel. It's called Mount Carmel, where Elijah called down fire from heaven. And then Jezebel threatens him, and he takes off running, and he ends up under a tree, and he says, "It's enough now, O Lord, take my life." Can you relate, friend? Have you ever been on a spiritual high, and then suddenly you're lower than ever? But God didn't scold Elijah. He sent an angel to give him food and rest and strength. See, sometimes in life, we don't need a sermon. We just need a nap and a meal. And that was the case with the prophet Elijah. Thirdly today, God sees you and he cares deeply. One of my favorite verses in all the Bible is Psalm 34 and verse 18. And it says this, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and he saves those who are crushed in spirit." Your pain matters to God, friend. You're not forgotten. God doesn't ignore your discouragement. No, he meets you right where you are. I can remember a time in my ministry when it just seemed like everything was falling apart. Nothing was happening like I envisioned it. People had left the church and I felt like a failure. And one day I just went out in the prayer room and I'm praying to God, and in my brokenness, I just felt his presence enter the room and wash over me. And you know what, friend? His presence changes everything. When you realize that God is there, he's with you, it changes the whole situation. See, the fourth thing we need to do to overcome discouragement is we need to speak truth over our feelings. See, feelings are real, but they're not always true. You may feel forgotten, but God says, "I'll never leave you or forsake you." You might feel useless today, but God says, "No, you're God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works." You might feel hopeless, But God said to Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you. They're good plans, plans for a hope and a future. I love Psalm 42:5. David is kind of encouraging himself. And he says, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him. See, David talked to his soul. Sometimes we just need to encourage ourselves and not just listen to our emotions, but we need to speak that encouragement within our hearts. The fifth thing we need to do is strengthen yourself in the Lord. There's only so much you can do. You have to strengthen yourself in the Lord. It said in 1 Samuel 30 and verse 6, but David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. How do you do that? Well, first of all, I believe worship plays a key part. And worship, even when you don't feel like it, that's important. That's when it becomes a sacrifice of praise. And then there's getting into the Word of God. Declare his promises out loud. Search the Scriptures for whatever it is you need in your life and in your heart. And then pray. Just pour your heart out to God like Hannah did in 1 Samuel chapter 1. You know, Corrie ten Boom once said, she said, when a train goes through a tunnel and it gets dark, you don't throw away your ticket and jump off. You sit still and you trust the engineer. See, in the dark seasons in our life, trust the one who's driving the train. Trust the great Creator. He knows what you're going through, and he sees the end from the beginning. And then the sixth thing we can do to overcome discouragement, you surround yourself with good people. Surround yourself with encouragers. We weren't meant to walk through this life alone. Find people who will speak life over you. The Bible says the tongue has the power of life and death. We can either speak life over a situation or speak death and negativity. Then remind yourself of God's faithfulness. See, that's a good thing about surrounding yourself with encouragers. They tell you that God has come through for them and he's come through for you and he'll see you through this. They'll pray with you and they'll pray for you. See, the Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2, it says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Don't isolate yourself. Plug yourself in to the body of Christ. Surround yourself with some good peoples. Now, let me share with you some practical tools. One of the things you can do is write down scriptures that speak to your heart and read them daily. There are times when people come into my office for counseling and I just take out my prescription pad and I write a verse that I know will minister to them. And sometimes that's what we need to do. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it on your mirror. Put it in your bathroom where you see it every time you go to brush your teeth. Keep a gratitude journal. Focus on what God has done. See, I love to journal. It's the thing that got me out of depression years ago when I was really struggling with depression in my life. God spoke to me and he said, I want your heart, Keith. And so I got a journal and I began to write every day. And I would number my days on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the worst, 10 being the best. And I find out that when I gave my heart to God and when I shared with him what I was going through, my life changed. But we need to write down the things that God's done for us. And we begin to see that, man, he's brought us through time and time again. God is there for you. And sometimes you just need to talk to someone. Maybe your pastor, maybe a friend, maybe a counselor. Just get someone that you can really trust and open up your heart and share with them what it is you're facing. And then fourthly, and we often ignore this, but take good care of your health. You need to eat properly. You need to get some good rest, and you need some exercise. So many times I've found when someone is really struggling and I ask them, have you been sleeping? No, they've been sleeping terrible. And it's so important, friend, that we get proper rest and that we get a proper diet and we have proper exercise. And then finally, refuse to quit, even when it's hard. You see, that's one of the things that's kept me going. I pastor the same church that I've pastored for 41 years. And you know how I've done it? I refuse to quit. Quitting is not in my vocabulary. I refuse to give up, and I refuse to give in. We're talking today on Fresh Oil about overcoming discouragement. I don't know why God laid this on my heart for today, but I have a feeling somebody's listening right now, whether on a podcast or whether on this radio station that you're listening to. And you'd say, Keith, this is for me today. I'm really struggling with discouragement. I feel like a failure. I feel like quitting. You see, if you're listening today and you're weary, you're discouraged, or you feel forgotten, let me speak this truth over you today. Here it is. God sees you. God loves you. And He's not done with you, my friend. Your story isn't over. And the best is yet to come. So you just get back up. You pray again, you praise again, and you trust again. And you let God turn your situation around. He can take that discouragement and turn it into blessing after blessing. You see, sometimes the deepest discouragement comes not from outside circumstances, but within. We feel like we failed God, or we failed others, and even failed yourself. But my friend, failure is not final when God's involved. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in Proverbs 24 and verse 16, though the righteous may fall seven times, they rise again. See, the difference between the victorious and the defeated is not how many times they fall, but whether they get back up. When Thomas Edison was inventing the light bulb, he didn't succeed on his first try. As a matter of fact, he tried over 1,000 times before the invention finally worked. A reporter once asked him, he said, how did it feel to fail 1,000 times? Edison replied to the man, he said, I didn't fail 1,000 times. The light bulb was an invention with 1,000 steps. See, that's the heart we need in our walk with Christ. What if your current failure is just step number 837 in your breakthrough? You're not at the end. You're in a process. See, Peter denied Jesus 3 times, and you talk about discouragement. Man, he felt like such a failure. The man who said he'd die for Jesus ended up cursing and running away. But after the resurrection, Jesus didn't shame him. He met Peter by the sea, and he made him breakfast, and he said, Peter, do you love me? You know I do, Lord, he said, then feed my sheep. He said it again, and he said it again. Jesus didn't just restore Peter's heart. He reinstated his purpose. Friend, your discouragement is not the end of your calling. God still has a purpose for your life. In closing today, let me encourage you to speak this over yourself right now. Just say, I may feel discouraged, but I'm not defeated. I may be tired, but I'm not turning back. I may feel weak, but in Christ, I am strong. God is not done with me yet. Your story is still being written, friend.
If you enjoy the ministry of Fresh Oil, we invite you to check out Keith's books, which are available on Amazon.com. Keith has a memoir entitled, This Is My Story. In this book, he shares personal stories of divine encounters, answered prayers, as well as the battles he has faced as a pastor. Keith's book, Christ in the Seven Feasts of Israel, shares a picture of Jesus the Messiah, found in the ancient feast days God gave to Israel to celebrate. His book, The Grace Revolution, which Keith recently taught on Fresh Oil, is also available in paperback, hardcover, and the Kindle ebook. For more information, go to Amazon.com and search Keith Manley Books.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.